The insurance giant QBE's chief executive, John Neal, has had his bonus cut by $550,000 for not disclosing a romantic relationship with his executive assistant. What? Kamal Farouk is an employment lawyer with Maurice Blackburn. Kamal, good morning to you.
Hello.
Kamal, what's the problem? Why do you get a pay cut for having it off with your secretary?
Well, there was a code of conduct that applied to him, which said that you've got to disclose personal relationships that may cause a conflict of interest.
Yeah, where's the conflict of interest? Well, I can imagine his wife might argue that there's a conflict of interest, but where's the conflict of interest?
Well, she reported directly to him. She was his executive assistant. So the company took the view that that was a conflict of interest for him not to have... they took the view that he should have disclosed this relationship before he did. And they penalised him for not doing that.
Is this a problem in your experience with companies that people get personally involved with workmates?
Oh, look, you know, I suspect a fair number of people out there met their partner at work. Where it can cause some issues is where it's a supervisor of another employee and there's a perception of favourable treatment for that employee. And that's why companies require people to disclose these relationships.
One way of putting it.
Yeah.
Favourable treatment.
Well, she is an assistant. She's obviously assisted him.
Right, okay. So there's a word for it. I'm trying to think of the word, that if you put people in close proximity, this sort of thing can happen. Is that propinquity? Have I got the right word? Can someone look up propinquity? It was said of doctors that they either married nurses or barmaids.
People have relationships at work there's no absolute rule against it at all. In fact, there's equal opportunity legislation protects people from discrimination on the basis of what it calls lawful sexual activity. So there are a range of protections. There's no absolute rule about this, but employers, where it causes a potential conflict of interest, then it can be raised as an employment issue.
Righto. Gee, tell me what.
I can't visualise what a conflict of interest would be in this situation.
Well, but I guess favourable treatment is what you're saying, Kamal, isn't it? That a conflict of interest with other members of staff for whom he has a responsibility that he is not having a relationship with.
That's right, because he might be a person in that position might be determining what a person's pay should be, their performance appraisal, deciding whether or not they should be promoted. And obviously, if you're in a personal relationship with somebody and it's undisclosed, that can cause perceptions of bias or favoritism. If there's a relationship.
Kamal, nice to talk to you. Problem would be, what if you disclosed it immediately? Becomes the board's problem, doesn't it? The board's got to go, oh, crikey, what do we do here?
Yeah.
Do we send him to, counselling, or do we sack him, or do we sack... No, we can't sack her, we get into trouble.
Yeah.
Just make it the board's problem.
If they sacked him, he'd have a legal... a course of action against them, but docking him the $550,000, he didn't seem to mind it too much.
Well, it's either that or lose you. When it comes to a choice between docking, losing $550,000 or keeping your corn on the cob, which pays $2.5 million a year, probably not much of a choice.